give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. We thank God for us being here, oh God, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this blessed woman of God. Amen. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. She is the pastor of New Restoration Community Church, and we are happy and we are excited about what God is doing in her lives and how she's pouring into our community. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And to the youth, let's give them a hand clap of praise. We thank God for them. They went to our overseers youth revival on yesterday, and they came back, as Pastor said, on fire. And just to see the youth receiving the Holy Spirit on last night was just something awesome. It was something awesome to see, and then for them to come back and pour right back out to you what they received from God on yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
So we just want to thank God for our youth. And we want to tell you that we love you and we are so proud of you and just doing what God has called you all to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us stand for the reading of God's word. I'm coming from Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 21. Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 21. And when you have it, say amen. Remember not, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers of the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The dragons and the owls shall I give waters in the wilderness, and the rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. Lord, bless the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. The game changer.
Amen.
The game changer. There was an article written by David Villa in the Forbes magazine titled, What Does It Take to Be a Game Changer? He states that everybody wants to change the game, but few don't know how to do so. No one steps onto the court without wanting to be a bench warmer. They want to already be like Michael Jordan. It's human nature to want the best. But when you're in a room full of greatness, being a game changer takes a lot of work. How do you stand out in a crowd when the room is full of talent? Being a game changer is a lifestyle, not an action. Over the years, I sought out different ways to stick out, he says, and I've come to the conclusion that being unique is the only way. To be a game changer is to be innovative and to be out of step out of the rest of the crowd. If everybody is doing one thing, he said, I want to be doing something else.
Yeah.
There is no fruit without labor, nor there is a champion alive who didn't work to get where they are now. If you wish to be great, then you must possess a great work ethic.
Yeah.
There is no shortcuts to success. Cutting corners does not make the path to success any quicker.
Right.
Embrace the grind, he says. Aspirations are only realized through perspiration.
Uh-huh.
A game changer takes the necessary steps to improve themselves.
All right.
If you are dealing with a lazy mindset, then you need to do some self-motivating.
All right.
No one is going to do the work for you, he says. If you want to reach a level that you never reached before, then you will need to put forth a level of effort you haven't put forth before.
All right. Yeah.
See, when I looked up the word game changer, Google stated an event, an idea or a procedure that affects a significant shift in your current manner of doing or thinking. So in other words, a game changer is changing your mindset, shifting your mindset of being or wanting something greater. Yeah. I say it again. A game changer is shifting or changing your mindset of wanting or being something greater. You want something new, something to take you to new levels, new heights. You got to want it.
Yeah.
You got to want it. But, somebody say but. But in order to do that, you have to get out of your old ways of thinking and your old ways of doing things. Amen?
Amen.
The way you used to think, the way you used to do things, can no longer go with you where you're going, to your new level, to your new elevation. You have to be a game changer. You have to want the game to change. You have to want something new for yourself and where you're going. Amen? See, Isaiah was a game changer. He was a prophet that ministered in and around Jerusalem. When he was called by God to prophesy, he responded with a readiness. Though he knew from the very beginning of his ministry that it would be fruitless at that time. See, being a game changer, you have to respond with readiness at all times. Even when you don't feel like doing what you got to do, you got to respond with readiness. Even when people can't receive you because of who you are, you got to respond to readiness. So, being a game changer, you have to respond to readiness at all times. And Isaiah knew in Jerusalem that it was going to be hard to minister to that group of people in that area. See, Jerusalem, as I look at it, is your hometown. Jerusalem is your hometown. Those are the people that you're familiar with, people that you grew up with, people that could be your friends and your family. Those people that knew you before you were called, before you changed your life in order to walk with God. Amen? These people are you, that you used to party and drink with, those people that you used to gossip with and hang with, those people that knew you, what you used to do. Amen? See, these people can't see the new you because they still stuck and seeing that the old you. See, these people can't see you because they see what you used to do, and they can't get past what you used to do to see what God is trying to do in your life now. Amen? Amen. Their mind is still stuck and can't see what God is blessing you with and what God wants to do through you to bless them. Amen? Amen. So you can't allow them to discourage you.
Come on,
man. So those people like to discourage you because they know what you used to do. So you have to be ready, like Isaiah, to even minister to those people that are familiar with what you used to do and who you used to hang with. Because what God would do would anoint you to bless them. Amen. Amen. He will anoint you to touch their life, and they have no other choice or no other mindset to know that, hey, there wasn't nobody but God. And I know that she lives and she's doing the work of God, because could nobody but God touch me like she touched me or like he touched me because of what God is doing in her life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. As we move to verse 18, the first verse that was read, it said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. God wants to put your eyes on new work, on new things, on the things that he wants to bring you to, amen? So he's reminding you not to look back, back. That's the past, where you used to be and who you used to be. He don't want you to be there because that will remind you where you used to be and not push you to move forward, amen? Your past can hold you hostage, or some things can hold you in bondage and in chains because you remember what you used to do and you can't get past it because you remember how it made you feel, amen? Amen. A game changer can't be stuck in a past. A game changer has to be where he knows or she knows that I got to move forward regardless of where I've been through. He has to know that when I move forward, I know that I got to do this because God has got me along the way. He's already making a way for me. And so therefore, I got to know that when I move forward, God got me every step of the way. Amen. But there's a danger in looking back. The dangers of looking back is when you see your friends that you used to hang with. Mm-hmm. The dangers of looking back is when you do the same things that you used to do, when you know that you don't have to do them anymore, you shouldn't do them anymore. The dangers of looking back is knowing what you was in back there, and then it tends to pull you back, but you have to tell yourself, for God I live and for God I die, I can't go back to what I used to be, because I know where God is trying to take me to. The danger of looking back is when you see the things that God wants to send you to, but then they're still pulling on you and telling you to come this way. You got to know that God has something better for you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. As we move to verse 19, we have a baptism, so I might be just moving a little bit fast, but Lord, I'm going to preach this thing. And behold, he said, I'm doing a new thing. Now shall bring spring forth. I'm going to stop right there. God said, behold. Behold, meaning stop and see. Yeah. I want you to pay attention to what I'm doing. I want you to observe some things that I'm about to do right now. Okay. Behold, that means stop. Listen. Look. Yeah. Observe. Yeah. I'm doing this thing right now just for you. Amen. You can't be stuck in the past. You can't be stuck in discouragement, because this thing that I have for you is a new thing, and I got to have you to where you're looking beyond what you've been through, so I can get you to where you're going to. Amen. Amen. Sometimes your past can have you so spiritually blinded that you can't see nothing but where you are stuck at right now. You're so spiritually blinded that you can't see what God is leading you to. You're so spiritually blinded that you can't see that God wants to make a way for you. You're so spiritually blinded that all you see is what you're stuck in, and you're sick, and you're discouraged, and you're emotionally in pain because you can't see it. But when you have a spiritual mind, you know, regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what's happening in my life right now, regardless, I know that God is going to make a way. I know that I'm able to do what God said that I can do, because I am a game changer. I'm going to change the game, because when I change the game, my mindset changes. I change the atmosphere when I change the game. Amen? Amen. Game changers have to be willing. This is something you ain't gonna like. You don't have to be. You have to be willing to remove some things. You have to be removed some things. You have to let go, because if you don't let go, you will never prosper.
That's it. Come on, man.
It's painful, but it's necessary. It's necessary for you to go through the pain, because that pain has a purpose. See, when God is doing a new thing in you, there's a season of sifting. There's a sifting season where, you know, when grandma used to cook and she had the sifter and she would pour the flour in there, and it's just sifting, and whatever that would go on the food when she's making it would go on the food, and the rest she would throw out. That's what God is doing in your life right now, even in this pandemic. Even while he got us still, he's sifting, because the way you came in would not be the way you will come back out of this pandemic. But when you come out of this pandemic, you are a new creature. You are a new person. So therefore, he got to sift some things. So don't be surprised when you come out of this pandemic or come out of your season of where you feel like you can't get through. When you come out of that season, don't be surprised those people that was in your circle before won't be in your circle then. Those people, those things, those places can't go with you. They can't go with you to your new level. God is trying to move you to a new level, to a new level of elevation. And if he can't move you there, if you still hanging on to things that don't mean no good to you. God is asking you, are you ready to be a game changer? Are you ready to change the game? Are you ready? See, you got to be obedient. That's the first thing. You have to be obedient. meeting, you have to listen for direction. You got to get wisdom and knowledge from God.
Yes,
you have to be willing to accept that.
Yes.
Even when you don't want to do it, you got to be willing to do whatever God tells you to do, because what he tells you to do is best for you.
Amen.
You have to be able to walk out on faith, even when you can't see what God is trying to take you, where God is trying to place you. You got to be willing to walk out on faith and say, God, I believe you, I trust you, and I know that you say you will never leave me, never forsake me. My God will take care of me. He said you don't have to worry about the obstacles. You don't have to worry about the details. I've already took care of it. He said when you go, go like you ain't never gone before.
Yes.
Change the way you're thinking so that when people see you, they see the new you.
Right.
They see that you walking in a new direction.
Right.
They see that you walking with God.
Right.
They see that the light, that God's light is shining in you, that they're able to see this. They want a closer connection with who you have a closer connection with. Amen. Amen. He said, I will provide the resources. He said, you won't even have the ability to understand what I'm doing, but do it.
Amen.
Just do it.
Amen.
See, he said, I'm going to place you in places that you know that you can't get there yourself.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to place your name in people's ears so when they know and see you, they're going to know who you are. And they're going to already prepare a table and a place for you when you come. See, he said, I'm going to anoint your hands and your feet for everywhere you go. So that everything you touch is anointed to grow. Every place that you step will be anointed. They will know who you are because of how you walk in the living and in the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And when we move to verse 20. It says, the beast in the field shall honor me. The dragons and owls, because I give waters to the wilderness and give and rivers to the desert. Because he said, I'm doing a new thing in your life. He said, the enemy, the one that's hating, the one that's jealous of you, the one that's gossiping about you, throwing salt in your plan, they will have to honor and recognize me meaning God. They will have to recognize what I'm doing in your life. And they will have no other choice but to know that it is me that's working through you. Amen? Amen. So they will have to honor me because they will have ain't nobody but God moment. Because they know and see what the errors in your life and how it changed. Because they already know what you used to do. So when they look at you right now, they're like, oh my God, that's the God. It has to be the God in her. I want to know who that God is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, he will shut the enemy's mouth from talking about you. He will shut it up. Because he said, you don't touch my anointing. You can't touch my anointing. Don't talk about my anointing, because what I have for her, it is for her. And if you want what she has, I need you to jump on board too. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The people, verse 21, the people have I formed to myself. They shall shew forth my praise. See, the game changer will already have a praise on their lips. They will have a praise on their lips before they even see the manifestation of God. They will have a praise on their lips because they already know what God is capable of doing. Not only are they reading it because they're reading their word every day, they know it from themselves because they see how their life has changed and what God has done in their life and what God has brought them through. So they know they have a mindset that God, if he did it back then, he will do it for you now. See, praising God in advance is a way to change your mindset of seeing things as though they already are. Praising God will deliver you from your Babylon. Those places and people that serve you, no mean to serve you, no good. Those things that cause confusion and pain in your life. Things that had you in bondage and chains that was hard to break loose by yourself. See, I'm reminded that you have to take self out the way in order for God to do what he got to do. I'm tired of hearing the I mentality. I did this and I did that. And you see people on Facebook, and I'm saying it. You see people on Facebook they have this I mentality. Yes, they say I love God and what God he can do for me, but that I jumps out of their status. It jumps out of their status, so you know it had. They don't think it had anything to do with God. They think it was self gratification and self glorification, and it's not. I'm here to serve notice on you today. And you ain't got nothing to do in God's plan. God has his hands on you. It's not you that's why you're still here. God said, I'm here because you're still here.
Thank you, Lord.
That I mentality. Remember, God says, I am the beginning. And I am the end. The Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah.
I don't hear self nowhere in there. I don't hear I nowhere in there. He said, I am that I am that I said that I am. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. See, I'm reminded of a game changer that changed the whole game over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
See, he changed the game when God brought him on this earth.
Yeah.
You know, he changed the game to where he knew that there was a ministry that he had to do. He knew that when nobody accept him, amen, he knew that he was going to get ridiculed. He knew that he was going to get talked about. He knew that somebody was going to push him over this way and push him over that way. He knew that he had work to do, regardless of how people see him, regardless of how people knew that what he was going to do, he still had work to do. And being a game changer, I tell you, being a game changer, you got to push your way through. You got to praise your way through. You got to press your way through. Amen. I'm reminded of how he carried that cross, how he carried our burdens on his shoulder. I'm reminded that each and every time that he got spit it on, that he got beat it on. He still didn't even knock the cross off his head, off his back. He still was able to carry it on to the hill called Calvary. Amen. I'm reminded of a game changer, that how he hung there and he bled and he died not only for me but for you, to where we have the ability and the power to change the game, to be the game changer. I'm also reminded of how he changed the game and didn't stay there on the cross. You see, when they thought it was all over, he died for one, and then he rose again. He resurrected. You hear me? He resurrected. That was the game plan for him and God. Nobody knew about that. That was the change in the plan of the game. Amen. Amen. So he got up with all power in his hand. I myself know that I have power. Amen. Power to make you walk right. Power to make you talk right. I have the power to know that God got me every step of the way. I have the power to know that I can change the game to be a change gamer, a game changer. Lord, I say, for God I live, for God I die. He is who he said he is. He will get you through. He will press you through. All you got to do is trust and believe him. And never doubt him. The game changer. The game changer. The game changer. Amen. The game changer.
Amen.
In order for you to know how to change the game, you have to, you have to give it up. You have to give it up. You gotta let go. You got to let go. You don't have to start praying about some things that's going on in your life and asking God to remove some things in your life and some people in your life. You're going to have to learn how to accept what God is saying to you and accept what God allows. It's not going to be easy. Who said the road was going to be easy? It's not going to be easy. Yes, it's going to be painful. Yes, I'm here to tell you that. But I'm here to also tell you that God said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I love you. You are my people.
Thank you.
And I was sent here to take charge over you so you don't have to walk this thing alone.
That's it.
Change your mindset to be a kingdom builder. Change your mindset to know that for God I live and for God I die. Take self out of the way and allow God to do what he said he's going to do. God bless you.